I fucks with you, baby. You know. Baby, I can fall with you. You know that I fucks with you, yes I do.
Fake star with my white boy.
Ricky guitar. Baby, I fucks with you.
30 hertz.
Yeah, pack your bags, baby girl, and let's go hit the road. Leave this small CD behind us where you wanna go. I love you, baby, though at times it's hard for me to show. Don't let these niggas tell you different, girl, you got my soul. Girl, I swear, and that's on me, I got your back, yeah. Eat that pussy, then I hit it from the back, yeah. I stay loyal, ain't I fucking with these rats, yeah. Maybe that's why they so mad, yeah. For real. And all these niggas go hey.
No, they gon' hey.
And all these bitches gon' talk. But I don't care what they say.
Nah.
Cause they don't matter at all. Cause baby, I fall with you. You know that I fall with you. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Baby, I fall with you.
Yeah.
Baby, I fall with you. Baby, I fall with you. You know that I fall with you. Yes, I do.
Baby, I
fall with you.
Yeah.
Baby, I fall with you.
Fucks with you, baby.
Fucks with you, baby. What up, world? Blessings, blessings. What up, what up, what up?
What's good, what's good?
Another episode. Episode maybe what, seven?
Is it nine?
Nah, we ain't up that high, bro.
You
episode
sure?
Seven. Yeah, something like that, though.
What's up there, though?
But, you know, shout outs to my brother, Ricky Guitar.
Yeah.
Signing us in with a masterpiece. I fucks with you, and that's a fact. You know what I mean? That's the vibe we on right now. 2019, 2K19 summer. I fucks with you. It's either I fucks with you or I don't fucks with you. Either or. But that's what it's gonna be, though. That's the vibe, though. But how we doing, though?
Doing great.
We good money?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got a little sunshine today in the middle.
Man, finally. Well, we had a nice little stretch of sunshine, dog.
We got a few days, but it's just inconsistent, man.
Yeah, you already know how to do. You know, it don't start really doing that to July. Start heating up to July, man.
I'm just saying, we barely get these days, and these motherfucking days is limited. We barely get sunshine. This shit is limited.
Yeah.
But oh well, that's cool though. How you though? You good? You good money?
Yeah, I'm good money, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, like, see. We up here watching this game right now, though.
Yeah, man. We don't want to do a spoiler alert because this might come out tomorrow, so they might already know.
Yeah, they ain't a spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, we live with it, though. Yeah, man. But I'm telling you, bro, this finals, man.
Yeah.
One thing about Kawhi Leonard, he going to stop your motherfucking three-peat. You think you about to get a three-peat? You going to have to reevaluate that. He ain't going for that. He with all the smoke. He stopped your three-peat, bro. And that's a fact. Ask LeBron. Potentially ask Steph Curry. He's stopping your three-peat, bro.
Hey, it's the games to play on this one, but like, hey.
No, they win this game. It's a wrap. They go up 3-1. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I feel the same way. They go back to Toronto.
And he beat you in five. When he stopped your three-peat, he beat you in five. That's what he do. I'm just saying.
Ain't gonna lie, man. San Antonio team were getting off that year.
I'm just saying, they not getting off, though?
Yeah.
The Raptors not getting off?
True.
Bro, they ain't never won nothing, man. It's different. This might be the new Golden State.
Hold on. They put the Drake curse be lift. You know how they talk about the Drake curse.
I don't go into all that, though. They playing, but shit, Durant might be going to Toronto next year.
What? I never heard that one.
I'm just joking. I'm just saying.
Oh, you talking about
how you... I want some of that buddy right there.
Hey.
Let me get some of that.
One? Oh, man. Go stay on news.
Let me get some of that. Look, Danny Green.
Shit.
Like, they getting money out here, though. This is the same shit what the Spurs did to Miami. And you was a Miami fan.
Yeah, I was.
You remember that series that they lost at five against them. They was shooting lights out.
Man, they don't know how to remind me of that, man.
They were shooting like, look at
that.
They
got two players.
They getting money.
Bro, they got two players from that team. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I say that. That was his man. Yeah. That's why, listen, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I know a lot of people believe in that coaching shit, bro. I'm cool on that coaching shit. The players got to play, bro. The coaches can put you in the right position, but if you as a player not executing, you're not going to win.
But, I can show you so many situations when actually a new coach actually help a team. Because you know what I'm saying? You can't just say, like, you got to have a goal. You got to have strategies, though. You can't just...
Of course you got to have a plan, bro.
But yeah, like, but you know what I'm saying? And you got to have somebody who can coach you up to execute the play. Like, yeah, you got to do it as a player. But you know what I'm saying? It's something to be said about a team that well coached, too, bro.
No, listen. Right. Execution, bro. Kawhi Leonard is a phenomenal player.
He is.
He's been in two different coaching, under two different coach teams, and he got them both to the finals. He potentially about to win both of them in five games, bro, against a team that just came off a back-to-back championship.
But they still don't got their best player.
What's the common denominator in this?
Don't got their best player?
No, I said what's the common denominator from the series when they beat Miami into the series into potentially them beating Golden State? What's the common denominator?
You talking about Kawhi.
It's Kawhi Leonard. It's the player, not the coach. Do you think Popovich could have took the Raptors with DeMar DeRozan, with this Raptors team with DeMar DeRozan, and win the championship? Hell no.
The difference is that
I don't know about that.
You say, well, he gets to the final. Yeah, I believe that too.
I don't know about that, bro.
Nah, I know that about that.
How you know about that? That's not proven.
Bro, you had like you said like Greg just chopped liver, dog.
I'm not, bro. He couldn't even beat Denver. He went 7 with Denver.
Okay, he had some struggle series even in the beginning of his reign. Like he just lost one of his best players. Let him get his team right.
But he got another All Star. You replaced that great player with an All Star, and okay. What you do? You got eliminated.
Remember when Chris Paul eliminated in the first round? Where they had Tim Duncan in their whole squad?
You sure Chris Paul eliminated them?
Yeah.
No, they lost to them, bro.
No, they beat them too, bro. They beat them in a game seven. Chris Paul hit like a game
one. Oh, you talking about he's with the Clippers?
Yeah,
I'm thinking he's back when he was with the Hornets. I'm like, he lost that 7-game series.
He played more than once. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Chris Paul lived in the West, bro. He stayed there.
And that took a miraculous shot, bro. That took a miraculous shot.
It happened.
I
say it happened. Like don't say like. He never lost in the first round before. He lost in the Greg, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you proving my point. What I'm saying is that coaching shit is overrated. Nah, it's the players, bro. Nah. The players.
So, my team. Well, my football team is the St. Louis Rams, right?
St. Louis Rams, yeah.
Right. So, you seen Fisher really did the same thing this year?
I'm just saying, Jared Goff got a year under his belt.
No. You seen Fisher did the same thing.
What, losing a Super Bowl?
Get to the Super Bowl. Get to the playoff.
Bro, y'all lucky y'all even got there, bro.
Huh?
Y'all lucky y'all even got there. Y'all weren't even supposed to be there, to keep it real with you.
Man, it's other missed call beside that one call, bro.
Bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people just focus on one missed call and don't focus on the other missed call.
You barely got there.
We got there.
I'm just saying. You weren't supposed to get there,
though. We got there.
You weren't supposed to get there,
but we were there.
No, you try to make a
point. All right. You want to say that... At the end of the day, we made it to the Super Bowl. You gonna say you want to talk about the one missed call, or we can talk about the other miss? We can talk about the other missed call because it was another missed call in that playoff. Everybody wanted to buy
it. Was it a win or lose call?
Huh?
Was it a win or lose call?
It could. You know what I'm saying?
Was it a win or lose call?
Shit.
Game would have been over.
That wasn't a win.
Game would have been one. Yes, it was.
No, it was. They still had time, bro.
Bro, they was about to run that motherfucker clock that with one timeout left.
Bro.
It's over.
Bro.
They were first and goal from the one. It's over.
Bro.
What you talking about?
They had time, bro.
What they was going to get? No. Just because they had time on the clock don't mean they was going to get the ball with that same time remaining on the clock,
No,
bro.
They would have got it.
They would have got it back with like maybe 20 seconds. You think they was about to go 80 yards and get a touchdown?
God.
Man, come on, man. Stop it.
I seen it.
Stop it.
I seen it, bro.
Don't even make...
Bro, you say that shit like I never saw it happen before.
And what's the percentages of that?
It happened before, bro. I can't say that, because the percentage is low. And say that, it's impossible, bro.
I'm not saying it was impossible.
It wasn't so impossible, though. You know what I'm saying? So you can't... I can't say that, that... You know what I'm saying? They went to overtime. Did they have the chance... Did New Orleans have the chance to win?
Yeah.
It's okay then. At the end of the day, they had the chance to win. So I ain't gonna say
one. Well, I'm just saying that you said that one missed call is way like, more significant.
No, it was more missed call. It was missed call throughout the whole game, bro. I ain't even sit up there and hang my hat on one missed call when I know the other missed call could put St. Louis in a better position too to dominate that game.
What's the call that you talking about?
What the one? The passing with Jared Goff scramble and shit. What the passing?
Roughing the passer?
The roughing the passer call.
What down was that?
That was like what, third?
That was third down?
Yeah.
And y'all had a three and out?
Yeah.
Y'all had a three and out on that series.
And three out in that series, bro.
And how much time was
it? No, three. It was three out. It was three out.
Y'all punted after that though.
Yeah, we punted after that, yeah. So like you know what I'm saying, you gotta look at shit like that though. I ain't finna sit up there and just hang my hat. What you could isolate one play though,
bro. That play was a
winner. No, it was wrong. It was bad. Don't get me wrong. It was horrible. But it's like shit.
So you do believe it was a pass interference though, right?
Oh yes, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying it was a bad call. I just saying like throughout the whole throughout the whole game though, they missed a lot of calls for the Rams. But like when they missed one call from the Saints, everybody woo, they go up in arms like, I get you, but y'all didn't say the same thing about all the calls they missed against the Rams, and the announcer was saying the same thing. So I ain't gonna say they barely won. Then when you said they went to overtime, who got the ball first?
Bum ass Drew Brees? No, I ain't gonna say bum ass Drew Brees. Okay, shout out to Drew. He got some games.
So who had the game in the hand, bro?
My initial point is that miss me with all that coaching shit. We got it all off topic. Yeah. Miss me with all that coaching shit. The players gotta play. Drew Brees, listen, Sean Payton didn't make that pass. Drew Brees threw that interception. The players gotta play. That's my only thing. I'm giving the players. Then they're 80% of the credit.
I can't,
the coaches get about 20%. Now, hold on. But look, I give Bill Belichick about 65% of that last Super Bowl, though. Against the Rams.
Look.
I give him 65% credit because of that defense. Shut that motherfucking offense down.
The whole thing about how I seen coaches literally change teams, bro. I literally see coaches.
You could change a team, but we talking about winning chips. Okay, the players got to play.
They got to play, but like you know what I'm saying?
They got to execute. They got to make shots. They got to make passes. Okay,
but the coach got to put in the game plan for this. They're going to be correct for them to execute.
Listen, you could put some bum-ass players in a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that they're going to win the game, though.
Like if you know your players, bro.
Okay, perfect example right here. Okay. The Bucks had a great game plan, right? But Kawhi Leonard was executing.
Okay, all right, I get Kawhi with SP. But like, were the Bucks better this year?
Was they a better team?
Yeah,
it was a better team than Toronto.
No, I'm talking about overall. You know what I'm saying?
But what did that get them?
Oh, no.
What did that get them?
Listen,
from last year.
But the year before.
From last year. They had an interim coach.
They had a coach. They got an interim coach in like halfway through the season.
Yeah, interim coach.
You say coach don't matter.
Nah, I'm just saying. Come on now, you can't get nobody off the street. Come on, man, that motherfucker's off the street.
He was on the staff.
I'm just saying that wasn't the head honcho. You got the assistant. You got the assistant, not the VP.
He saw so much they had to get rid of him.
Come on,
bro. But they
gave him
Monica. Okay, the year before
that was Monica Lewinsky.
Okay,
Monica Lewinsky, okay, right. And they had
Bill
Clinton.
All right, year before that, Kevin Jason Kidd coached the whole year. Same thing.
Yeah, he was getting out the first round. We already know that.
Yeah, but what happened?
Actually, it was to Toronto as well.
Yeah, but without Kawhi.
I know, DeMar DeRozan. And what's the difference? Kawhi Leonard.
No, but Boston put out.
No, you said the year before.
The year before,
that was Toronto.
Yeah, that was Toronto. But my whole thing about it, the biggest difference was the coaching. The coaching was the biggest difference. The coaching change was the biggest difference. You could sit up here and say like, oh.
Yeah, it could make a difference. What I'm saying is, I'm giving it. Come on, more than the player. They look. Toronto switched coaches.
They didn't get to the finals when they switched that coach. But when they switched players, what happened? Bro, they about to win the championship.
I'm just saying.
How could you rebuttal that? Because look, Toronto been switched coaches from Sam Mitchell to Nick Nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
They been did that. Did they go to the finals last year? No. But when they switched players, they went right to the NBA finals and they getting ready to win it.
But the East missing one key player to keep Toronto out the out the finals. Like you don't act like Toronto never had a chance to go to the final, even with Mitchell the year before that with Mitchell, they went game 7, right?
You talking about when they the Bucks?
No.
With Sam Mitchell?
Mitchell,
He lost to Toronto. He lost to LeBron.
Yeah, was that 7?
No, it wasn't 7.
Was that sweep?
I don't know if it was a sweep. No, it wasn't no sweep. It might have been like 5. No, they went 6. They went 6. They went 6. They went up because, they went 6 or okay. 5. Okay. One of those. It was a short series.
I'm saying like it was no chance. Like Toronto never had no chance with them coaches.
What I'm saying is, listen, that's not my point I'm making. What I'm saying is, they started off, right. Listen, you had DeMar DeRozan, right?
Yep.
They switched from Sam Mitchell to Nick Nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't elevate. They didn't make it to the NBA Finals. But when you switch from DeMar DeRozan to Kawhi Leonard and you up your standard of a player, they end up winning a championship.
They in position. But,
come on, bro. They didn't even make it to the finals with DeMar DeRozan.
Hold on. It was a big thing different. He had to keep going against LeBron. Kawhi Leonard had a LeBron free.
He went against Giannis.
Giannis not LeBron, bro.
Bro, Giannis is a great player.
He's a great player, but he's not LeBron, bro. I love Giannis.
So if you take Giannis off that team and put LeBron on there, they would have beat Toronto?
Hey, I get a better shot, yeah. Like we forget about it. We literally forget about how great LeBron is right now. But off that, what I'm saying.
Listen, okay, hold on. We be talking about how good. Okay, LeBron is great, but let's look at Kawhi Leonard though, bro.
Why good?
Look what Kawhi be doing great against Golden State, bro. Look what he do against State, huh?
Why who?
Hold on, bro. Go back to when they did have Durant the first year, Game 1, Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
San Antonio was up 23 points in the third quarter. Because of who? Because of that man right there, Kawhi Leonard.
I can't really.
Bro. They was going to win that game. That series was... That, when they hurt Kawhi, that series changed, bro.
I can't evaluate that series, bro, because he didn't play the whole series. So I can't see it. Bro,
I'm just saying, bro. They was up 23 in the third quarter. Was they going to win that game?
I just saying, like, you had like...
Would they have won that game?
Huh?
Would they have won that game?
I don't know.
Come on, man, get out of the hypothetical.
I don't. Like, you is too.
What you mean? Shit made more sense though.
But
the man was up 23.
Bro, it's still a hypothetical. You had like people that haven't came back for 23 down. Came back for 23 down.
But he was playing like the best player on the floor, bro.
Man,
was dominating.
Bro, I just saying. That don't mean that they were gonna win the finals, bro. I mean, that don't mean that.
You still game one, bro. When you still game one, bro. Whenever you steal the first game on the road, and you can come back and potentially win that second one, it's a whole nother ball game, bro.
Bro, I can name so many series though where team stole game one and lost in 5 and lost in 6. I know stealing game one don't mean shit to me, dog.
But the whole Kawhi Leonard though in San Antonio, when these motherfuckers was champions, I'm telling you, bro, that series would have went a lot different, bro.
I don't know.
That series would at least win. That series would at least win 7.
But all right, let me tell you the difference. What I'm trying to say right now, when you always talk about like it's the player who did it, right? Who the first to get replaced? The player or the coach?
The coach.
Why you think that?
What you mean? Why I think that?
Why you think you gonna say? Why you think the coach is the first?
It's cheaper.
Huh?
It's cheaper.
No, it's cheaper because, you know what I'm saying, they going to say, because their strategy, they felt like, all right, baby, we get a better coach, a new voice, and they can write out the truth better than the other coach.
You probably, okay, look. The reason why I say it's cheaper because you probably ain't got no more than maybe $20 million, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
$20 million. Let's just say $15 million invested in the coach. Yeah, one of these fucking superstar players, your best player, man, you got over $200 million invested in him. That's why I say it's cheaper.
You could trade him. You could always trade a player, bro. You could trade players.
Who gonna take on that contract though? And then you gotta do it in the cap space. You gotta do all that. I'm just saying, so it's cheaper to get rid of the coach. Hold on, it's cheaper to get rid of the coach, bro.
No one would trade for Kawhi Leonard right now.
But then you gotta go to the numbers though. What about the numbers?
Okay, they will pony up. They give whoever they want to get for them. They change coaches because, you know what I'm saying, they feel like this coach will get a new direction, a new something more to the team. Like they feel like, all right, we got the player, but we need the right coaching.
No, bro. Yeah. No, it's cheaper to get rid of. Listen. Okay, look. Toronto, this is the perfect example, right? Mm-hmm. They got rid of the coach. It didn't make a difference, right? But when they got rid of the player, they won the championship.
This is so.
They won the championship when they got rid of the player.
They haven't won the championship yet.
Okay. They up 3-1.
It's finna be, yeah.
Okay. But like, look at that. They up 3-1, bro.
Yeah, but I can't really. It's like this team they're going against is not the same team that LeBron went against.
This is the same one that Portland went against.
Okay. What that gonna be? What I'm just do with it. I said it's not the same team that LeBron went against. This still the best player on the team, bro. We can't really just look at this shit. Oh,
but they won championships without him though.
They won one.
They should have won two.
No, they won one, bro.
They should have won two.
They had a chance, but they didn't.
We've been on that a little bit too long.
Oh, but I can. Another thing, Golden State didn't win the championship to just switch coach.
Huh? You said they didn't win. They didn't win as coach.
Yeah.
You don't think Mark Jackson would have won? You don't think Mark Jackson would have won?
But they didn't.
Draymond Green got better.
They didn't.
No, Draymond Green got better.
But they didn't do it.
No, he didn't have a Draymond Green like this one.
They didn't do it,
bro. I'm giving you facts, bro. This wasn't the same Draymond Green he had.
It wasn't. But I give you facts too.
I'm just saying.
I give you facts too. They didn't win the championship. No,
I'm just saying that's not an even analogy because he didn't have the same quality of a player. If he would have had the same exact team, like example, the Green Bay Packers, when Brett Favre was one play away from the Super Bowl, in the exact same team, the exact same coach, the only difference was the quarterback in the year. Brett Favre last year, they was one play away from the Super Bowl. The next year, they switched one player. They switched their quarterback player, and they went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and they went 6-10. Same coach, same teammates, same all that. Miss me with that coaching shit. It's the players, bro. Brett Favre had them in a position to go to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers had them in a 6-10 record. Stop it, bro. Miss me with that coaching shit. I'm cool on that. The players got to play.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers didn't rise up to win a ring after a couple years after that.
The players is different now. Players is different. And they got a lot of injuries.
But like, reason why I can't give you that because the first thing you're gonna say you gonna say to Aaron Rodgers' success, you're gonna say that Green Bay coached him up. You always say that.
What do you mean? I say he coached him up.
You said like, oh, they had to rebuild him.
They did rebuild him from college.
Yeah, yeah.
No. My only point when I say about that is that if people thought that Aaron Rodgers was gonna be who Aaron Rodgers was in college, you out your rabbit ass mind. You bullshit.
But who did it?
Huh? Who thought he was gonna be this good?
No. I did, but like,
get out of here, you lying.
I did. But like, who helped him, bro?
What you mean? Who helped him?
Who you always say helped him?
They rebuilt his technique, his form.
Who did?
Coaches could do that, yeah. But they don't win the games. Bro. They help you with your technique and your form. Bro. They don't win you games. Bro. They don't win you championships.
I'm just saying. But you said he got coached up, right?
No, I said.
They rebuilt his technique and his form. But you said he would. All right, so he would have been. Would he be the same without the coaching? Well, he did the same thing that he had been doing without the coaching. Cause you, according to you, you don't think so.
No, he would never had that form. But you're talking about technique.
No, I'm talking about everything. All that go into coaching, bro. Technique, everything, bro. All that go into coaching, bro. Like, you thinking like, oh, people just come out raw talent with no coaching, dog.
No, it gotta get home, bro. I said I give him 35%, but you're not getting no more. You're not getting over 50%,
bro. That's a lot, bro.
35% is a lot.
No, I'm talking about it shouldn't be somebody, that much. It should be around 20. Holding somebody's talent is a lot, dog. I like to me holding their talent and coming up with a game plan for the big team. That gotta be at least 60%, bro.
The coach?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
No.
Hey,
I feel like I used to be a football player. I feel like I could have balled on any team.
Okay.
This coach wasn't gonna put. No, I could have balled on any team. You throw me the ball, so stop it, bro. Get out of here with that.
That's a wide receiver confidence.
No, I don't want to say that. Oh man, he coached me up to be this. Man. Fuck that. Throw me the ball.
So you tell me like, man, hey. So your coach couldn't bring. Give you some routes to get you open, free you up. Or
no, because I gotta run the route. But so, his ass not.
It don't matter.
It gotta be my speed. It gotta be my technique. It gotta be my form.
I understand that, but like he still could come with the gameplay to free you up too, bro. It's something about good coaching, bro. You look at a Belichick, just for that, like Belichick is good with Brady or without Brady.
What?
Yeah.
What you just say?
Belichick good with Brady or without Brady.
Okay, how many rings he got without Brady then?
He never had a chance. He only had one.
He had a chance. Stop it.
1 year.
He had about six chances.
Who?
With Cleveland?
Six.
Well, he had four seasons in Cleveland?
He had no six chances. Like, what you talking
so
about?
So five. So then the one he missed?
He had two rings without Brady.
Huh?
No, he got two rings without Brady.
Was he the head coach?
No, but he was a coach.
Was that Bill Parcells the head coach?
He was a coach?
No, I'm just saying, was he the head coach?
No,
that's
he wasn't.
The question. Okay, then thank you.
Do we get that ring?
He's a coordinator. Come on, man, stop.
So?
What are you talking about?
We get the ring, he still got the ring.
Listen, bro.
So, he was different coordinator. So, he ain't do nothing for that team?
He played his part.
Yeah.
He played his role.
The great part. He had the best part of the team.
No, Lawrence Taylor was the best motherfucker part of that team.
He had the best part of the team.
So he's more valuable. So, okay, look. Okay, to your point. Is he more valuable on that team than Lawrence Taylor? Was he more valuable on that team?
I don't know, bro.
See, look, you saying you don't know?
Lawrence Taylor was great, but like, hey.
What? Did you just say with Lawrence Taylor?
But Lawrence Taylor was great. Probably one of the best football players ever. But I just saying, we don't know what went into the coaching, dog. I just saying.
Okay, so if Bill Belichick not on that defense and Lawrence Taylor is,
you think it's the same?
It might not be the same.
You think we're the same?
But they probably would have still
won.
No,
you've seen Belichick defense before.
Take Lawrence Taylor off, though.
Okay.
Is they going to be the same?
I think they probably would be. Not the same. Not exact same.
Stop it. But Lawrence Taylor is a top 10 football player in history.
All time, yeah. I agree with you on that. I see a lot of great defensive players. Don't even scratch the surface, dog. Because their defensive coordinator don't do heavy damn shit. Cleo Mack. He great, right?
He great.
What he was doing in Oakland? He was great in Oakland, right?
Yeah, he was.
See, Cleo Mack was great doing his thing in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? But they have one of the worst defense, though. You realize that? In the league. Even though no matter how great he was, that defense was one of the worst defense in the league. He went to Chicago. Whole different team, right?
Look at them offenses that he had to go against, too, though. Oh, in that my division, God. Though. Them motherfucking offenses was incredible. Stop it.
Man, No. The Chiefs were awesome this year. They was awesome that year.
They still had a good offense.
Not like that, bro. Addison Smith was that good, bro. Picture to me, Addison wasn't good, bro.
They beat New England in week one.
So?
Okay. That's cool. We cool on sports now. Look,
we didn't want to agree on sports.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I hope we didn't bore y'all too much on that one.
Yeah, you ain't gonna budge on that. But. Yeah. So look, let's go to the main topic that I wanted to discuss.
All right, cool.
And it ain't got a lot of controversy, but it got a little bit behind.
No, it got a lot.
You think so?
Well, for
on social media.
Yeah, social media. Yeah,
on social media.
People had to quit their page because of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. So, if we rewind back, because we just watched game, what was this, 4, right?
Yeah.
And Toronto won that.
Spoiler.
Double digits.
Spoiler.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be like one of our guys and tape the game and watch the motherfucker 3 days later and expect the same result. Stop it. You tripping. So, listen. Game 3, Jay-Z and Beyonce was invited to the game by the owners of the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right, right.
So you got Jay-Z sitting in one position, and then you got Beyonce sitting in another one, and then one of the wives' owners is sitting on the opposite side of Beyonce. So she leaned over and was talking to Jay-Z, and I guess Beyonce looked at a little irritated by it. So how you feel about that, though? Is that disrespectful, or is that, or you think that's cool? It depends on the conversation.
No, but I know too. I got the content of the conversation. I got that I heard was she was just asking, do he want to line with his drink? But like, I just wonder, is she talking directly to Jay-Z? Is she has something to say to Jay-Z? What's she supposed to do? I don't get it. What's she supposed to, hey Beyonce, look at me while I talk to him, so you won't feel awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little bit more than that. I don't know. Listen, Beyonce is one of the most intelligent women like in the world.
Yeah.
Like, she's an icon. I don't think it could have been something that petty to kind of make her feel that way. It had to be something. It had to be something that was irritating her.
But I don't think she felt that way. I think we assume it. I think a lot of stuff. But
the facial expression and the body language showed that she was irritated about something.
But like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even
Jay-Z had one of them looks like, stop talking to me.
Sorry for the yawn. I'm sorry, people. Sorry for the yawn. It's been a long day.
Man, I think she asked him about what was supposed to happen. He ordered a drink. She ordered a drink for him. And she asked him, like, hey, do you want wine with it? Hey, do you want wine with that drink that I ordered for you? And like, I feel like if you finna talk to somebody, I don't feel like I have to get a smoke signal to you, like, hey, yo, I'm gonna talk to your husband.
Yeah.
The smoke signal to you, so you can know that I just feel like, hey, yo, you want this? Like, you right here, you right in front of you, right between us. I, you know what I'm saying? But the conversation I'm trying to have with him. So, like, yeah, but like, hey, yo.
So, but then we gotta go a little bit more deeper into that. So, were they all ordering drinks, and then he just forgot to order his, or it depends, like. Did Beyonce get offered a drink? Did she have a drink in the order, or was it? You know what I'm saying? That makes a difference.
And then she was, she was hosting them.
She was hosting them. Okay.
Yeah. So like, you know how you host them.
Motherfucker happy as hell.
Shut up, dog. But he's talking about Durant.
Durant is the biggest hater in the world. He's doing so much fake love. He out there like he know he happy that they losing to Toronto. He's delighted.
Now Christmas on. What you gotta say now?
Exactly. He's super happy right now.
All right, but let's go back on topic, dog. All right.
Yeah, we don't know what the conversation is, but me looking at it like that, bro, I think you gotta.
I think it's gonna be an awkward look with girls. You're gonna make an awkward look like, let me. Like, I don't think Beyonce actually felt any type of way about it.
Why was her expression like that then?
Yeah, man, you can catch somebody on camera, and you don't, you know, say maybe she make a little special. Oh, and she might make a weird special. Don't mean that she actually felt some type of way, because she can actually hear the conversation that going on between her.
True.
And, you
that's
know,
true.
Say between
that's true.
Hey, that's the point nobody understand. Like, she can actually hear what, like, she can actually hear her not disrespecting her.
And that didn't make her smile though. I'm just saying, the conversation that she heard, whatever she was hearing,
like, see,
it didn't make her feel good.
See, the point is, yeah, she should know, because she on 100%, you know what I'm saying, camera always on her because she Beyonce. But sometimes she gonna have some real human respect. Like, somebody come trying to ask Aaron for a drink, I ain't gonna be like, smiling, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be cheesing just to be cheesing. Like, oh, you try to, oh, you know what I'm saying? Ask, you know what I'm saying? Ask away. All right, cool. Go ahead. It's over. You, like, you know what I'm saying? It's the same expression when you post on that picture. But Jay-Z, when she was talking to somebody, Jay-Z was in the middle looking crazy, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
But he, like, he was watching the game, though.
No, it just...
It's like he was watching the game, though.
Like, yeah, but, like, it's the point. Like,
you know how we is when we watching the game and our woman trying to entertain us and all that. We be dialed in, bro.
Yeah, but I'm just saying... The whole thing about was somebody trying to talk, say what's on, they talking, she could hear it, ain't like she doing nothing that disrespectful. Because Beyonce could hear everything this woman saying to Jay-Z. And when this woman said that she asked this man, do she want to align with his dream? I believe it, because they could, like, nah, that ain't happen.
Who could have came out and said, no, that ain't happen? Beyonce and Jay-Z? They never come out and get into that type of shit. Even with when she got her ear bit, they never come out. When somebody remember that? I think they said Sanaa Lathan bit Beyonce ear or something like that.
Yeah.
They never come out and get into that shit. Even with the elevator shit, they never come out and say anything. They
some,
never entertain.
They say some jazz in songs sometimes.
Yeah, they never talk about that type of shit in interviews or nothing like that, bro. You know that.
But I'm saying, I don't think that woman would disrespect Beyonce. I don't think like she was really doing some shit to Jay-Z. And, like, even her, you know, say Jay-Z, I mean, Beyonce publicist came out, like, y'all, you know what I'm saying, start pretty much telling the Beehive to stop slandering people in her name. Like, we, you know what I'm saying, we probably be having love for people, dog. Like,
yeah, everything is love.
Everything is love. Yeah. Like, I feel the love and all that, you know what I'm saying, but, like, you know what I'm saying? If y'all love me, you start slandering people in my, you know what I'm saying, in my name. Because she look like, because that woman, nothing to do what people think she was. Like, I think,
yeah, of course she not trying to holler at Jay-Z.
I think that don't make no sense.
But, like, I just want to talk about the topic as far as, like, is that disrespectful or not? As far as, like, when you see a couple and you having a conversation, like, do you got to incorporate both spouses in the conversation just to make things like non awkward?
I don't think so.
I think you do though.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying that's what I do. Like if I see a couple out and I know either if I know the female, I would try to engage with both of them. But if I just know the dude, I would speak and show respect and that they're there. I acknowledge their presence. But then I would, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you got to indulge both of them.
I ain't saying completely.
I think that's like common courtesy.
I ain't saying completely ignore the, you know what I'm saying? Ignore the person. I'm not saying like, oh man, like this person's not there. Like this person invisible. Like, I understand acknowledging the person. But like, if you had something just to say to that particular person.
Yeah.
At the time, I felt like you could do that without saying like, oh yeah, we all talking now. So that person doesn't feel included. No, I feel like, hey, I could say something to you at one point in time. And sometimes I could say something to her, too. Like,
yeah, that's indulging in the conversation.
Yeah, but no, I was just saying, like, I talk about separate conversation, though. Like, I could say something to you, just to you, and then at one point in time, I could say something to her, just to her. Like, it's just not, I don't feel like we all got to be together every time we speaking, you know what I mean, to each other.
But that's what you call a conversation though, with multiple people, bro.
Yeah,
like,
but if we have a multiple,
you having a conversation with both of them, like, and I would try, and just in my opinion, like, I'm not gonna have a one sided conversation with just one spouse in that situation. I'm gonna indulge both of them. Not saying that's the case that will happen in their situation. But what I'm saying is how I indulge in conversations.
Nah, it depends though, like. And to me, like, I think all that depends on what you talking about. Like, it could be something that you, like, this could be your, somebody you know for whatever. And you probably think something, oh, you want to remind them or say some stuff to them about what happened. It just don't have nothing necessary to do with a spouse. So why involve them? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that you could include both of them in. Yeah, include both of them in. But it's something that you and this particular person went through. You can say, like, hey, yo, remember this? Woo. Yeah, that conversation between y'all. You're going to say your spouse can hear it. And she want to try it in. She can. It's not saying that the door closed for her not to try in. It's just something that you and him, or you or her, the both of them, they could talk to, and they, you know, y'all could talk to, y'all talking to about at the time, and your spouse can join in they want to, and they can't.
But how would they join in if you're not indulging with them, if you're not interacting with them? That's why I said you got to interact with both of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always, you know what I'm saying? It's letting somebody know that they open to speak. They can speak, though. Like,
because conversation shouldn't be limited to just like, you know what I'm saying? It could be, it can have a wide range.
It can, but like, it can't have a wide range. But something, like, if I tell you something that happens with me and you, it's somebody, like, if it's not a closed door to this person, I'm talking about at least it's the communication to this person still open. And they want to try in, they can try in. But like, you know what I'm saying? But something, I'm like, all right, yo, I just want to say this to you. Like, hey, yo, like, and I say, like, hey, yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? Remember this and that, woo, woo. But, you know what I'm saying? I can't say remember this to your wife, because she don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't there.
Of course.
I'm saying, but like, so I not, how can I involve her for something she wasn't there for?
But that's when I connect with you on a one-on-one level, as far as like when we outside that situation. It's like if someone is in this room, right? If it's me, you, and then let's just say your wife was in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'm not going to have a conversation that I would have with just me and you. I'm going to have a conversation that we all could engage in.
I feel like you can have.
I'm just saying. I feel like that's just common courtesy.
I just feel like you can have your conversation with your friends, or you can have your conversation one on one with somebody. Like, even
in the presence,
it could be something that y'all, you can have a conversation with more. Like, well, I'm not even involved in. I ain't gonna say like, oh my god. Like, it could be something that y'all could be, y'all seen something, y'all noticed something, and then y'all talking. And then if I want to jump in, I could jump in.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It depends, bro. Like, everybody got their own, you know what I'm saying, perspective on that. Like, I feel like that shit, you got to indulge both spouses. You can't have a one-sided conversation in the presence of a couple, bro.
I feel like you can't.
Not saying that you can't. What I'm saying, I feel like what I usually do. All right. What I feel like common courtesy is.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, like, if you want to say something to me, I feel like you, like, you would, you know what I'm saying, involve Amber, but, like, sometimes you would, like, all right, just talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, remember that, but, like, sometimes you do go out of the way.
But that's, but you got to think about it, that's like, but hold on, that scenario is different from like being in, like, out and about, though.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? They was out and about. It's a difference between like just being in the comforts in your own home. Of course, yeah, we accustomed to this. But being out and about, you walking past, you see them in the grocery store, you just gonna sit there and just have a one-sided conversation. You want to try to, you know what I'm saying, introduce, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, this my,
You ain't gonna introduce somebody saying, though, but like, this conversation is still gonna be between you and that person.
You gonna have your spouse just sitting there just looking like this. I know you didn't been to the grocery store and you didn't see somebody you knew and they was talking to you, and then like Amber was probably just right there and just like this.
Oh, vice versa, yeah.
Yeah, and you just sitting there, right? I'm not saying it's bad. It's just a little awkward. All
right, but what they gonna say to me?
Yeah,
you don't know me.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? What they gonna say to me? Like, hey, just be respectful. Get the conversation that you don't know where we talk.
But do you kind of keep it moving, though? I think you kind of keep it moving.
Like that, even
I think you kind of keep it moving.
We mostly do, but like I just say,
yeah, you keep it moving.
But they do talk and say some little stuff here and there. Hey, I don't feel bothered by it.
No, I'm not saying you being feel bothered by what I'm saying. Like what I do as far as common courtesy.
I just saying like, but like it's just sometimes if you don't know the spouse, it's kind of hard to incorporate them into the conversation that you having. It's kind of hard to involve them. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk about a specific thing though. And that the spouse don't have nothing to do with it. That happens.
I don't know, bro. It depends, bro.
I don't feel like it depends. I feel like that's what it is. Like the spouse don't always, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the spouse just not a part of the conversation. It's just natural, dog.
But then you gotta think about it. Like that situation is different. What I'm saying, you ain't gonna just have a full blown conversation. So you sit there having a 10-minute conversation with someone without incorporating their spouse.
10 minutes?
Nah. Yeah, so that's a long ass conversation. Now, when she now and the situation they was doing, if she's asked for a drink order, that's different.
Yeah,
that's only a few. That's a minute or so.
But like, it was, if it was, if the story that me and you going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Take 10 minutes, maybe. But like most likely, like, hey, especially if we debating different. Like we debating about something. Like, how you feel about this?
Yeah,
that's easy. What's your thoughts?
Yeah,
to ask somebody their thoughts and how they feel about things, that's easy. But like, if we just literally talking about, like, oh man, upbringing, or sometimes something like that. Like, if we just got into a deep conversation right now, like, is she there? Like, I don't feel like she had to be in that conversation. She don't feel like she had to be dialed in into that conversation. She understand. And I don't think like,
but she had the irritated looking face though, bro.
Yeah, I think people want Beyonce. You know, say they dove into her looks too much. Like every time she looked crazy or look irritated, I feel like they read too much into it. Cause like, I kind of say something. Oh wait, you know, say something. She look. Oh wait, it look irritated. Like, cause she not into the conversation. She not in the conversation, and she might just stand back. Just cause she didn't smile, she irritated. You know what I mean? And she probably just standoffish right now. Like, oh, okay, go here, y'all figure that shit out. Y'all figure that shit. You know what I'm saying? Go here, y'all doing? Figure that shit out. Sit here back. You know what I'm saying? I just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because she got a straight face, people are like, oh, she irritated. She ain't smiling. She don't see happy. What is she doing? And with the owner girl, no Beyonce is right there. Like, he got Beyonce right there.
Fucking Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what really going on? He got Beyonce right there. Like,
right there in front of all them cameras.
Yeah. And Beyonce.
After
like,
he know the track record, he like what they just came through. So yeah.
So he's saying this, like, nah, this man literally can't look at the girl and say, yeah, nah, I don't mind. He can literally say that.
Yeah, he was kind of shoving her off. Like, yeah, order that, whatever. I don't care about that.
Okay,
shit.
Just give me, you know.
Pressure. We be under some, men be under some motherfucking pressure. That's pressure.
Yeah, I see what I did. What the dude with the ponytail, he like, she just smile. Like, oh, no, come on. Let's talk more.
Smiling.
She's like, come on. Let's talk more. No, he cool. He watching the game. Let's talk more.
Her motherfucking elbow. Her elbow on his hip and shit was like, yeah.
Yeah. So, what's up? let's engage. Oh, he good. He watching the game.
He don't even know that's a motherfucking killer next to him. I'm not saying Jay-Z no killer. What I'm saying is,
Jay-Z up in like
this. And we go off these raps. We go off these raps.
Yeah.
You do not have a conversation with a man that talk about that type of shit that he talk about in front of him like that.
Yeah. So, like, you did. Yeah.
So, it's up in the air, man. It's up in the air. So, I don't know, man.
I don't say up in the air. I feel like it's just certain conversation.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Do you think it's cool? Is it cool if a dude, if you out with your lady, right? Is it cool for a dude to buy your lady a drink?
That
ain't happening. You cool on that?
Yeah, cool on that, bro.
Okay. I just want to know.
Nah, bro, I'm cool on that, dog. What the fuck? You get buy my lady a drink. You gonna sit
there? You buy me a motherfucker. I'm drinking this motherfucking drink, goddammit.
On the real, I'm taking that motherfucker. Like, what? Drink. My drink. And look at the nigga while drinking it. Yeah, this your drink for her? Yeah.
That's your rabbit ass mom. I don't know what that shit either.
Hell no, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing about me that damn open, dog.
But sometimes that the audacity, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, some motherfuckers need to have the audacity not to do no shit like that. Because I'm thinking about the same situation with Aaron Rodgers at the game with Danica Patrick.
I know you about to go there. But you know what I'm saying? You don't think that a little different?
What? Because she a celebrity?
Yeah. I think I look at it a little different. Like, oh, yeah. Like, somebody
told us. But you know she there with Aaron Rodgers.
But I think.
At least buy both of them a drink.
Because
they both. No, he didn't buy Aaron Rodgers a drink. Or he might say no. We don't know.
No, is that the point? The point they were getting the drink, and I think he just handed the money. Like, oh, I got y'all.
No, he said, what you want? I thought he tapped her shoulder and was like, yeah,
the drink was coming to them. And then the companion about to hand the money. And he said, nah, you good. That's how that happened, bro.
But why, though?
Huh?
But why?
Because he probably having like Danica Patrick, Aaron Rodgers. He don't care what drinks he is. He just want to take care. You know what I'm saying? Take care of them.
I don't know, bro. I say out of shit like that.
Maybe
I overthink. I think too much.
Yeah, see, I stay
out of that. I'm cool on that.
That industry shit, though. They in the industry, though.
He like, wasn't. Well, we don't know if he was. But let's just assume he wasn't.
Well, just assume he ain't. But like people in the industry and people who are in the industry, like some people buy them drinks sometimes. It's just like it's common.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Either they super fans of them.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? They somebody who owns the establishment and they just want to take care of their celebrity. It's just like when you a celebrity, you so used to get something free.
Yeah.
It's normal to know. So like me and you, we ain't used to getting nothing free. So somebody try to buy me my
so you saying the fame makes that situation a little different.
It's different, yeah.
And I believe in that though. I think fame, you just gotta think about somebody come up and get you your autograph and so the fame like, that do make it look different. Yeah. What I'm saying is, man, stop it. Chill, dog. Chill. Let them go ahead and have their fun.
Oh, he got $100 million.
He got more than 100.
Yeah, yeah. She got. He worth billion too. They don't need you to pay for the drink. But like this dude, he right behind him. This dude got money too.
He got some money. That's a fact. You didn't even know that owner that pushed Kyle Lowry.
Billion.
Had two billion.
Dog. Like, what?
They say they find him. Shady Sharp was a fool. He said they find him $22.
I even see it.
He said, equate the percentages of what they find. They find a 500,000, right? A normal motherfucker look at it like, damn, that's a lot of money. But to a motherfucker that got $2 billion, that's the equivalent to somebody that makes $100,000 a year to be fined $22. That's how much it hurt his pockets.
$22, nah, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? That's a motherfucker, fifth absolute from back in the day. On what?
Yeah, man. That shit crazy.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I don't know, man. What else you got on the agenda? What else you think?
Nothing really, though. You know what I'm saying? I think we got everything out that we, you know what I'm saying, we came to talk about, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We got everything. We cover everything. Wait, I'm trying to think about something. Oh, do you see when they see us?
When they see the Netflix, we gotta say that for the next episode.
Next episode, you seen it?
I ain't see it. It's five parts. Did you see all five parts?
I saw two.
I ain't see none.
Two. Like, oh shit. Hey,
I've been kind of watching This Is Us. I've been trying to get on that.
Oh, okay. What's your feelings about that?
I'm only on episode one.
Oh my god! You on episode one like 2 days ago?
I know. I just finished episode one. How they connected, like the twins, the big bone, like, or the woman that's overweight. With the model, and then how the black dude was the one in the his parents gave him away to the firefighter. He brought him to the. I just got all that connected, so I'm only on that. I'm past episode one. I'm on episode two now.
Yeah, I'm gonna how you gonna get past it? But you take 3 days to watch one episode.
I know, because on demand you can't fast forward, so I gotta go through the commercials and all that.
Oh, he on demand. Don't we need Hulu? Okay. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can watch it. You know what I'm saying?
So we go. We don't know what number episode this is, but we just know this is.
I think it's 9.
Man, we ain't up that high, bro. Stop it, G. But we gonna go ahead and sign y'all out.
Yeah.
Bless this world.
Yeah.
One love, and we're gonna end y'all off on this. I Fucked With You by Ricky Guitar. Blessings.
The second half.
Yeah, shot it, stay down from the start. Girl, that's why I spoil you. Anything you ask, girl, I got you. Do whatever for you. I don't give a damn if she bad, if she can't be loyal. Never had a nigga so 100 like me, girl, I know it. I just wanna see you shine, so I motivate you. It's me and you, girl, we gon' ride, and I know they hate you. Girl, I just wanna see you shine, so I motivate you. It's me and you, girl, we gon' ride, and I know they hate you. I falls with you, yes I do, baby, I falls with you.
God, I fuss with you, baby. I fuss with you. Baby, I fuss with you.
Yeah.
You know that I fuss with you, yes I do, baby. I fuss with you.
I fuss with you, you fuss with me, man.
I mean, baby, I fuss with you.
Yeah.